The story begins on the night of July 18th to 19th, 1830. A child awakened Sister Catherine Labor, a novice in the community of the Daughters of Charity in Paris, and summoned her to the chapel. There, she met with the Virgin Mary and spoke with her for several hours. During the conversation, Mary said to her, "My child, I am going to give you a mission." Then, during evening meditation on November 27, 1830, Sister Catherine saw Mary standing on what seemed to be half a globe and holding a golden globe in her hands, as if offering it to heaven. On the globe was the word France, and Our Lady explained that the globe represented the whole world, but especially France. On the third apparition, the vision changed to show Our Lady standing on a globe with her arms now outstretched and with dazzling rays of light still streaming from her fingers. Framing the figure was an inscription: "O Mary, conceived without sin, pray for us who have recourse to thee." Then Mary spoke to Catherine, "Have a medal stuck upon this motto. Those who wear it will receive great graces, especially if they wear it around the neck." Catherine explained the entire series of apparitions to her confessor, and she worked through him to carry out Mary's instructions. She did not reveal that she received the medal until soon before her death, 46 years later. Today, let's celebrate the feast of Our Lady of the Miraculous Medal and pray for Mary's intercession and grace over those who wear it. And remember, heaven is our goal.